Welcome to Intentional Living Center here today. Dr. Randy, we're here to continue our discussion on a very powerful and I think a life-changing topic for many of us today. And it has to do with overcoming worry and anxiety in our life in a world that is filled with both. How do we do that as a follower of Christ? What are some really practical, intentional steps? We don't just say here, you shouldn't worry, don't worry, you're a sinner if you worry, God doesn't love you if you worry. Those things are true. We live in a world that is filled with worry. It's one of the, I guess, the trappings of a fallen world. That's why living intentionally in Christ is so important. Less regret, less worry, more peace, more purpose. All right, if you have a comment, our comment line is always open to you, 888-888-1717. We'd love to hear from you. We had so many powerful calls yesterday. We closed, if you didn't hear it, go and listen to the archive call from yesterday. Brian closed, 4-year-old son with leukemia, being treated now for a year, and what he's learned transformed his life. And one of the things we can discover in life is when we have things that are legitimate potential for a crisis or a tragedy, what are we going to learn during those? We can either sit and worry, or we can follow what the scripture teaches. One of my professors used to say that worry and anxiety will increase in direct proportion to the distance with which you allow your mind to wander from this moment in time. That's true. You go in the past and you can worry or be regretful. You can go in the future and you're going to worry. But if we learn to live in this moment, that's biblical, isn't it? Every day has its own challenges. If we can learn to live today, Paul said to Timothy there in 2 Timothy 1:7, hey, Timothy, God's not given you that spirit of fear, that undercurrent of fear, but of power, God's power, of love, his love, and then a sound mind, what we tell ourselves. And that's sort of the focus today as we talk about how do we deal with worry and anxiety in our life. And let's get to our calls. Kathy's first in Michigan. Kathy, how are you today?
Is it me?
Yes, it's you. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I am doing very well in spite of all kinds of things. But I want you to know I've listened to Family Life Radio since 1986.
Wow.
You were mentioning the other day that it started with Shar and Warren Boldhouse in 1966. Okay, so I'm a longtime listener and supporter. My thing about worry, I didn't like worry, but I had concerns, lots of concerns all through life. But learned early, because been born again 58 years, give it to God. There's things you can't do anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to God. You can't. And I'll tell you, when it came real to me, I am at the point where I know there's a scripture to support. You can't even increase your life by a single,
right.
You know, James, I think, why worry? You can't increase your height or your lifespan or anything. I literally am at the point where I have to trust God for every breath that I take, literally. And I have such a joy. I know it sounds silly, but I pray, oh, thank you, Father God, that you are the breath of life in my lungs.
Right.
Holy Spirit, breathe into me the way God breathed life into Adam when he was created.
And this becomes more real in our life the older we get, I think. As we get older, we realize, at least I have, I don't know, I'm speaking for everyone, but from my own experience, when you're younger, you have all, it's like a wide view. You see everything and you get busy. But as you get older, you realize the view is a little narrower. It's a little more intentional. It's a little more focused. You realize the days are limited. In fact, I did the count the other day. You know, if we get about 27,000 days on the planet, that's about what we get. You know, about 75 years, give or take. Some much less, obviously. Some more, but about 75 years. And you do the math, and you can. There's a calculator online, by the way. You can put in your birthday, Jennifer, and you find out how many days you've been alive, including your leap year. And then you realize that number is getting smaller and smaller, which is a reminder to us that every breath is a gift from God every day. And I breathe that. Thank you, Lord. Donna and I, when we pray, I always start with saying, Lord, we are blessed. Thank you for this day. We are blessed beyond measure. We all of us. And so we have a lot to be thankful for. And I think you remind us, Kathy, that every breath is a gift from God. And when we stay focused on that, it's a powerful thing. All right. Well, Kathy, thank you for your call today.
Okay. I was hoping to add a little something, but
sure.
Okay.
No. Go ahead. That's what we're here for. Go right ahead.
Okay. The reason that my focus has become so narrowed is that in the year 2000, I was diagnosed with an extremely rare autoimmune disorder that most people have never heard of, and only 6 people out of 1 million ever are just diagnosed with. Mm. Out of 1 million, 6 people. And so there's no research or anything. It's incurable. I was given a prognosis of 7 years. That was in 2000.
Mm. Well, God adds the days, doesn't he? That's powerful. Thank you, Kathy. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Have you ever been so wrapped up in the big picture that you completely miss out on a crucial detail? Trust me, it happens. Sometimes the key to success lies in those tiny nuances that we tend to overlook. In Dr. Randy's teaching, When Small Things Aren't So Small, you'll learn 4 ways you can actually achieve success by diving into those seemingly insignificant issues beneath the surface. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. And when you give right now, we have something special for you from Dr. Randy's bookshelf. Max Lucado's Outlive Your Life. You were made to make a difference. Max makes the book of Acts come alive and applies it to the 21st century. To receive this month's teaching and the book by Max Lucado, call 888-888-1717 today. Or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Coming soon, the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Coming to an event like this can just reset your marriage.
A lot of laughs. He is so funny.
There's so much wisdom to be learned and gained with intentional living, and that's what it is. It's choosing that intentional love when you don't feel like it.
Don't miss the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque. Register now at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope you do that. We got this Intentional Love Marriage Date Night coming up November 4th, as she mentioned, in Albuquerque. And we just officially started to mention it on the air this last week. And the Gold Circle tickets are already gone. And we have a limited space for the evening. And so we want you to be a part of it. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this, bringing you some really some powerful things from Scripture that'll be helpful, and some practical things from years of working with couples and marriage, and some things you can do to have an intentional marriage. What is an intentional marriage? Not a perfect marriage. There's going to be better communication. There's going to be more agreement. We're going to really tackle, what does this commitment thing mean? Because in a world today where commitment is an issue, and I wanted to touch on habits. You know, we got habits that get us into trouble. 40 or 50% of what we do in life is habitual. And what can we learn about developing better habits in our marriage? And then, of course, the power of forgiveness, because we all need it. And some other things I think will be really practical for you as well. Get your tickets coming November 4th, Albuquerque, Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, limited seating. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. click on the banner there or the icon for events, and I hope you'll get yourself registered. Or if you're joining us in support of the ministry, make sure you check out the donate icon. We'd love to have you be a part of the ministry, helping us carry on with what God's given us to do through our Intentional Life Media outreach for intentional living.
My son was an addict, and I feared I thought I was going to be going to his funeral. He was so bad. And every day I would pray. I would pray to God because that's what I was taught to do. Just pray. God will take care of it. I didn't understand that until about 2 years ago. I'm praying over my son again. I'm losing my mind because I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's okay. And God said, literally, God said, hope. Every day you pray over your son multiple times. And then you go back and you pick him up because you go and do and look and try to find and try to make it okay, whatever it is. You're in my way. I can't do what you're asking me to do because you're in my way. You're either going to trust that I am going to be there because you're showing me you're not. And that was a real punch in my heart because I really assumed I was doing everything right. I pray every day. Every day I pray for my son. And God's going to make it all right. And then I would show him how much I didn't trust him by going back, trying to find him, trying to chase him around. And God said, get out of my way.
You know, it's true. I found in my work with people over the years is sometimes as parents and grandparents, we want to jump in and fix things for our kids and grandkids, and we can do that. Let's face it. Might be a financial thing or relational thing. We can jump in and make it better for a while, put a little Band-Aid on it, but God's trying to do something in their life, and we're preventing him from doing that because we need to back off sometimes and let God do his work. Worry today. All right, Jennifer, let's see if there's any worry in your little life over there. Do you ever worry about stuff? Has this been an issue in your life?
For much of my life, I've lived in a state of fear, and I felt like I always had to control things. Before coming a Christian, it was all about me, controlling things and mm-hmm. trying to make sure I was okay in whatever situation it would be, bills, work, whatever. And then, of course, with my daughter when she was little and all that. And then once I became Christian, somebody told me, give it to God. I didn't know what that meant. I was like, what are you talking about? So they explained to me, pray to God and let the worry go. I know it's hard. I know it's going to be hard for you because you've been dealing with this a long time. But I started really focusing on that and trying it. And every day when I leave to come to work, that's my special prayer time. I pray in the house when I'm by myself, but that's my time with God. And I always tell God, thank you for letting me wake up today. It's a beautiful day. Thank you for letting me have a job. Thank you for letting me have my loved ones. Please put a hedge of protection over my home and my dogs and myself and my husband. And thank you for everything that you give to me every day. And please help me to be more like you. I do it every day, and I may have extra added things on my list, but I've made that a part of my life. And one thing I found is I don't worry like I used to. I have, a sense of relief.
Sure.
Within my life, and it's nice to take a breath and just let things happen as in God's will.
When you think about it, when you get with a friend and you can share, a human friend, this is a close friend or your spouse, and you can share what you're feeling and what you're doing, you feel better. Imagine when you're doing this with your Heavenly Father who can actually do something about it. Hello. Mm-hmm. All the more to find that kind of peace and comfort from that. Thank you for sharing that. Wait, got some tears going over there? What's those tears about? What's that about? Just the goodness of God, huh?
Indeed.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we're talking about how to deal with worry in your life, prayer, of course, other people. What works for you? Let's see. Molly, thank you for your call today. What have you learned about worry and prayer?
Well, I see what worry does to people. It destroys their spirit. It permeates their life and keeps them from seeing what is good and what God has provided for us. So a long time ago, I just stepped back from a lot of things, politics, the biggest thing, because that's, I think, one of the biggest stressors. And I just started focusing on what God wanted me to do. And he showed me in so many ways that we're called to give him glory. We are his creation. He has good things for us. And even if it's just being observant of our surroundings and seeing the flowers, the birds, the weather, you know, anything that touches your life, if you recognize it as being from God, then you can be joyful for that, and you can allow that to permeate your life. So I look for God sightings. I look for things that I know that are important and pure. And he's called me to be an evangelist and a teacher, and that's what I, you know, share with women that I work with, that this worry is insidious, and it is going to infect you, and it's going to infect those around you. So let's change our perspective, and let's look at the things that God has for us now in this life, and look forward to the glorious time that we're going to be with him in heaven. And that's the way I pattern my life. And of course, within that, he will show you who to pray for, what to pray for them. Just to be a beacon and a light in a world that is growing darker. Mm. But he's going to have his way. It's going to be the right way. We're protected. We're loved. We're his children. It's all going to be okay. Mm.
Ultimately, that's true. Thank you, Molly. And you know, we've got people listening today, and you're kind of maybe exploring what does it mean, this Christian follower of Christ and the Bible and God, what does that mean? And is this just a giant cop-out that these religious people jump in to, you know, and they got problems? They just say, well, I'll work out the end and live in a giant state of denial. That's one of the arguments against Christianity, is we just live in a constant state of denial. And I as a follower of Christ and been around a long time and dealt with a lot of people and experienced a lot of things in my own life, I think, you know, we're getting up every day facing reality. I don't think as a follower of Christ that we're oblivious to what goes on in the world. We see what's happening. We understand cancer, and we understand what happens with divorce, and we understand what happens with kids in schools and violence and disease and world disorder and the economy. And we can either choose to wring our hands or get into a political debate about something that the politics of our culture are going to change things. And let's face it, if that had worked, it would have worked earlier, and it doesn't seem to be working. We just recognize that there's something bigger going on here than just us. We understand if we look out into the universe and we see what's going on, that there's got to be a master designer somewhere. There's something going on here, right? And I think a thinking person will be able to say, well, what is that? And then we turn to Scripture and we see the story of from the Genesis through Revelation. We start to understand what Scripture teaches, and then we hear the stories of transformed lives and people coming to Christ and what God is doing through his Holy Spirit. And then as we make a decision to give our life to Christ, and all of a sudden God through his Holy Spirit's doing work in our own lives, and you hear the testimonies of people every day on the radio sharing what God is doing in their life, and all of a sudden God reveals himself. And that's our prayer for you today. If you're searching, don't allow the worry of the world to drag you down, or the philosophy of man, which comes and goes and changes depending on the whims of our culture, to draw you away from the truth and the reality that God's intentional love for you is powerful and life-changing. And frankly, if you've never given your life to him, I'd pray today would be the day, maybe this moment. Say, Lord, I know you're there. I don't understand all this, but I know my life is a wreck and I'm heading in the wrong direction. And I choose today to give my life to you and ask you to come in and be my Savior and Lord today. That's a decision. And then to get plugged into a place, a Bible-believing church, where you can learn and grow and be in fellowship. And of course, through the radio, we want to be there 24 hours a day to encourage you in your walk. And join us. Tell us about it. Share it on our comment line. What the decision you've made. Find a believer today and share your story. God will continue to reveal himself, and you'll continue to grow in your relationship with him. Powerful thing. We're talking about worry today, and as followers of Christ, we're not oblivious to it or immune from it, but we have a power greater than the world. You know, as that scripture we focused on, 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul says we have power, love, and a sound mind. The power of the Holy Spirit, that's real. The love of God and the love that we have for other people. Love is a powerful thing. I mean, lots of songs have been written about love, but we're talking about the ultimate love, the love from God, and then a sound mind, what we choose to tell ourselves. That's powerful. All right, let's continue on here. Bobby in Michigan, appreciate your call. What's your story?
I have learned to, instead of staying focused, almost hyper-focused on what my issue is now, to just reflect back and remember of all the success stories I have of when the Lord has helped me through difficult times or struggles in the past. He's been faithful before. He'll be faithful now.
Do you wrestle with this, though? Has this been an issue, worry?
Occasionally. And I also just focus on the scripture that, you know, as you said, we are not to let worry be a part of our life. So I do just try to, with open hands, just give all my cares and worries to the Lord and remember that He's helped in the past.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it. Let's move on here. New Mexico. We got David on the line. What have you learned about prayer and worry, David?
I learned that worry can paralyze me to the point where I can't even think or follow God's leading, and it's critical because my wife's wheelchair bound 40 years this year. There is escalating health problems, and when I look at a wound or a physical illness that in the past she's been in the hospital for a year and a half, nearly died more than once on different occasions, and that fear would just, the worry would just, I'd be almost at the point where I couldn't function. And I learned over a period of time, especially since I can't take credit for learning all of this by myself, I have some good strong Christian friends that were blunt in their honesty, and they would just tell me, hey, you can either stand there and ball up in a knot and watch her die, or you can get close to God and follow His leading and watch her heal. People would assume that that would be kind of rude, but it's actually what I needed to hear a lot of times, is an honest friend that was willing to confront my fear and my worry and point out what it was so it wouldn't just dominate everything. Because when I'm worried, excessively worried, I am very short-tempered. I want to be a good husband, and I can't be a good husband if I'm so worried I'm being rude to my wife, too. And as I learned to trust God, there would be times when there'd be these miracles that nobody could explain other than God had moved. We had a prayer meeting one time in our church when she had cancer. They had her prepped for surgery. They said, well, we got to go in one last time and check for the exact location of everything and get it set up. So we did it all, and they went in, and there was nothing left. There was no cancer. It was completely gone. There was another occasion when she was in a hospital, and they told us that she would lose her right leg, and a doctor, a member of our church, his mother went through a lot of the same things, and he was in New York, and he checked his prayer requests online from our church and flew back from New York, broke off a meeting, found me at about 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday before church and said, hey, I know how to take care of this. I know who can take care of her, and she won't lose her leg. And he actually helped move her from one hospital to another, and never charged anything. Nobody ever, it was just like God would move these people into place. But when I was worried and when I was forgetting who was the source, I would not even be able to function to the point where I could receive the leading from God to actually connect with the people I needed to connect to take care of her.
I think we're going to be really honest with ourselves as we think about this today. There are three things that I think that keep us from being honest with the little things in our life. One is defensiveness. It's so easy to take a defensive position when we're challenged by somebody, you know? I think secondly is blaming. Boy, it's so easy just to point the finger and say, I'm not as bad as that person. We live in a culture today that constantly is blaming. The first law of intentional living that we teach is to take 100% responsibility for ourselves. A third thing is denial. Oh boy, that's a big one. It's easy to say, well, that's not a problem, that's not an issue. You know what? I've been in counseling long enough, dealt with people to know when they deny it, eventually it's gonna bite you.
Yeah, that's very true. You've been bit?
Yeah, a few times. Bite ourselves with that. All right, we're getting near the end of the show here. We've yesterday and today, two powerful programs on the power of overcoming, dealing with worry and anxiety. And of course, the verse that we've used these 2 days is the Apostle Paul, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Just meditate on what does that mean? Those three words, power, love, and a sound mind. You get those things straight in your life and your worry will drop. It will decrease. I'd love to hear comments. You're welcome to share those with us when you call 888-888-1717. And you just heard an excerpt from the teaching for our members of Intentional Living. We are totally listener-supported. Intentional Living is not supported any other way but by your support. It's separate from the radio station, and we just thank you for your support, allowing us to keep us going and then to help the station as well. And so this month, for all of our members, you receive the masterclass, When Small Things Aren't So Small. You just heard an excerpt that'll come to you automatically by email, both video and audio. And for every new member, each new member who joins us this month, right now, today, with monthly support for Intentional Living, we're going to make sure you receive the book that I have taken right off my bookshelf and said, staff, let's get it out to people around the country. It's the Max Lucado book from a few years ago, Outlive Your Life, and it's our gift to you. It's one that I enjoyed. I think you'll enjoy it. It'll be helpful for you, and it's our gift to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. And then just one final word here today. The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night coming to Albuquerque on Saturday night, November 4th. Now, it sounds like it's a ways off, and it is, but here's the deal. Gold Circle seats filled, gone. And so general admission, limited seating. I encourage you, get your tickets right now, today. Pray about it. Bring some other couples with you. Make this a ministry outreach. Grandparents, watch the kids, the grandkids, and send your kids to come and learn and grow. All right, November 4th, Albuquerque. You can get tickets today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Jennifer. And thanks to each of you for your prayers and support. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.